everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Katie. I'm one of your teachers here on the show.
And my name is Peter, your other teacher here. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things that we have been learning this week.
That's right. So, let's start talking about our lessons from the week. First, we learned about camping. Some people from the station went on a camping trip.
And they had an interesting trip. Do you remember what happened? Next, we had a mystery. Did Mr. E solve the mystery?
And last, we learned about the post office. You can do so many things at the post office. It's an important place in a city.
That's right. Maybe you'll get a package one day. That's where you go. Right now, we need to review all our lessons. So we'll look at those conversations and lessons one time. Pay attention.
Hi, Abby. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Susie. I'm daydreaming.
What are you daydreaming about?
The outdoors. I want to be outside.
The weather outside is very nice.
I love June weather. The temperature is nice and warm.
You're right. Nice weather is great for outdoor activities.
What is your favorite outdoor activity, Susie?
My favorite activity is biking, but I also like hiking.
What about you? I like camping. It's a great group activity.
Do you camp often?
Not now, but I camped a lot as a child.
Camping sounds like fun. Let's plan a trip. We can invite Taylor too.
Sure.
We have a tent and sleeping bags. Do we need anything else?
Yes, we need some flashlights. Okay, I can get some.
What about food?
We can buy some food at the store. Yes, let's make a list now. Then we can go to the store later.
Okay, let's not forget anything.
Can you help me, Susie?
Sure, Taylor.
Do you know how to set up a tent?
Not really, but I can follow directions.
Okay. First, put the tent on the ground.
Okay.
Second, set up the pole.
Okay. I don't see any poles.
Oh no! Where are they?
Let's ask Abby.
Hi! How was your camping trip?
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But...
What happened?
Susie and I had trouble with the tent.
You couldn't set it up?
Not at first, but Abby helped us.
And we got it set up.
So we had a place to sleep, but we forgot to bring matches for the fire.
So you had an interesting trip.
Susie, how was your camping trip?
It was great. I like camping.
Did you see any wild animals?
Yes, we saw a fox.
Oh, that is so cool.
We also saw a bear.
Really? Were you scared?
Yes, but it didn't come near us.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe you and Rob can come next time. You can chase the bears away.
I walked to my desk. Something was wrong. An important folder was missing. My computer was in a different place. My pen was not in its cup. It was next to a piece of paper with a very strange message on it. My partner, Mr. F, wrote the note. He loved playing jokes on me. It said, "Are you missing something, Mr. E?" Then followed the clues. The note also said, "Look at your computer to find the next clue." Finding the folder shouldn't be too hard. I searched for clue on my computer. There was only one result with that name. That was too easy, Mr. F, I thought. I opened the clue. Another message from Mr. F was in it. "Not here, Mr. E. Guess again." Maybe the folder had a different name. Then I remembered something. My computer was in a different place. Why did Mr. F move it? Then I understood.
The folder isn't in my computer. It's under my computer,
I said. I picked up my computer and found the folder. Mr. F taped it to the bottom. Well done, Mr. F, I thought. But now it's my turn.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about mail. Let's welcome Max Mail.
Thank you, Rob. This is my first time on TV.
Well, that's great. Max, you have an important job. Tell us about it.
I'm a mail carrier. I give you your mail.
And everyone gets mail from time to time.
I guess so. There is a lot of mail.
Max, what is hard about your job?
Well, I'm always careful. I can't deliver mail to the wrong place.
That does sound hard.
I also work in bad weather. That's not easy.
You deliver mail in rain and snow?
Yes, but there are also many good things about my job. I help people.
Can you give us some advice, Max?
Sure. Put the right address on your mail. That can help mail carriers.
Okay, I can do that.
Smile at your mail carrier, too. A smile can make a mail carrier happy.
Mail carriers are important people. They also work very hard. Remember to smile and thank them.
Hi, Alex. What's that in your hand?
Hi, Taylor. There was a note on my apartment door. It's from the post office.
The post office? What does it say?
I have a package. The mail carrier came to my house, but I wasn't home.
Go to the post office. You can pick up your package there. Hi, Taylor. Is Alex around? No, he went to the post office. He received a package. Why didn't the mail carrier deliver it to his house? The package was delivered to his house, but Alex wasn't home. The mail carrier left a note on his door. The mail carrier didn't leave the package in his mailbox? No, it must be a big box.
Whoa! You received a big package.
Yeah, it's from my parents.
Did the package cost a lot to mail?
It did. So they don't send me things very often.
Oh, I should check my mailbox.
Are you waiting for something special?
Yes. I often get letters from fans. Maybe I'll get some cards and presents too.
Okay, everyone. So in this part of the show, I will ask a question. And Peter will answer my question here, but you can answer at home too.
Yeah, okay, Katie. What's my first question?
Here it is. In the lesson about camping, what is Susie's favorite outdoor activity?
Katie, that is too easy. Her favorite activity is camping. It's the lesson about camping.
Sorry, Peter, that's not right. Abby's favorite outdoor activity is camping, but Susie's favorite activity is different. Why don't you try to answer again?
Okay, let me just... Okay. Susie's favorite outdoor activity is...
Okay, remember, it has to do with riding something. Riding a...
Riding a bike. Susie loves biking.
Yeah, good job, Peter. Camping is a great activity to do with your friends, too, though.
You can set up a tent and spend time around the fire. It's a lot of fun. Have you gone camping before, friends?
Like we said, it's a great time. But right now is also a great time for us to take a break. We'll see you again right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello again, everyone. So this week we also had a mystery lesson. Mr. E had to solve a mystery at the office. Remember, his partner, Mr. F, left him a strange message.
That's right. So Mr. E had to follow the clues to solve the mystery. And he did really well. He found the missing folder. Now we can look at these features one last time to review.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm building with Legos. I think almost everyone enjoys Legos. And you can build so many things with them. Right now, I'm building a car. This Lego set has everything I need. Give me a few minutes to finish it. Children and adults around the world enjoy Legos. You can build almost anything with the colorful building blocks. You can build very simple buildings. You can build robots or spaceships that have several parts. You can build almost anything with Legos. You can build Star Wars scenes, superhero scenes, cars, and rockets. There are even special Legos for girls, so they can build things they enjoy, like houses with furniture and gardens. Lego sets also have little people in them. You can put the little people in the cars or buildings. How many Legos are there in the world? As of last year, around 560 billion Lego parts have been made. Wow, that's a lot of Legos. People like Legos so much that now there are Lego games, Lego amusement parks, and even a Lego movie. There are Lego stores that sell nothing but Legos. People, especially children and teens, can spend hours and hours building. What can you build with Legos? There, I finished it. What do you think of my Lego car? I like Legos, but I don't build hard things. I can't follow the directions very well. But building this car was fun. Maybe I'll build another one, then I can have a race. So I'll say goodbye for now. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about addresses. And here to answer our question is Mr. Mel Mann.
Hi, Rob?
Yes.
Hi everyone, I'm Mel. I have a package and some letters for you.
Well, thank you, Mel. Hey look, I have a letter from a fan. Let's read it. It's our question. Our question today comes from Walter Zhang of Shanghai, China. Walter writes, Hi Rob, I'm a big fan of your show. I live in China and I'm sending you this card. I don't know the right way to write an American address, so I hope you receive it. Can you teach me how to write an American address? This is very interesting. Are addresses written differently in China, Mel?
Well, yes, Rob. Asian countries write their addresses very differently than Western countries.
Really? How do people in Asia write addresses?
Well, in Asia, addresses are written from biggest to smallest.
From biggest to smallest? I don't understand.
What is the biggest place in an address?
The country?
Right! So, in Asia, an address starts with the country.
Oh, I understand.
Yes, after the country, people in Asia write the city, the street, the number, and finally, the person the letter is for.
Oh, and in the U.S. and other Western countries, we start with the smallest.
Right. We write the person's name, then we write the number of their house, then the street, the city, the state, and finally the country.
Ah, that's so interesting. Well, Walter, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for the card. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
What's 2 plus 2? Does anyone know?
I know the answer!
Yes, Carl. Well, are you going to say the answer, Carl?
Oh yeah.
Listen, Carl, if you don't give me the answer, when you... What are you waiting for? When are you going to...
Are you waiting for the answer to come into your head?
Yes. Carl, are you waiting for the answer to come into your head?
That was today's super sentence. Are you waiting for something? Is Carl just waiting for the answer to appear in his head? We'll see. But first, teacher, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. Are you waiting for the water to get hot?
Are you waiting for the water to get hot? A good question if you're making tea. What about you, Carl? Can you use this super sentence in your own way?
Yes,
Carl, it is your turn.
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Of course they are, Carl. You're wasting our time.
Are you waiting for me to say something? That was brilliant. It was super. let's try that again. There we go. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, Carl, I asked you a simple question. What is 2 plus 2? Are you waiting for the answer to just come into your head?
No, I know the answer. I know the answer.
What is it?
2 plus 2 is 5.
No. It's not. It's 4. It's always 4. Huh?
Thank you for joining us for our review today. Reviewing what you have learned each week is important when you are learning something new.
Yes, and reviewing helps you to practice everything. And that's why it's really important. So, though the show may be over, your practice at home shouldn't be.
That's right, Peter. So, friends, which was your favorite lesson from this week? You can talk to a friend about the lesson that you liked the most.
That's a great way to practice your English. Can you do that, friends? Maybe try to use some of your keywords, too. Now, everyone, we'll have a new show on Monday, so make sure you come back with us then.
That's right. There's always more to learn on this great English show. So, we want to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.